Cork's Red FM.
Well, I think along with the rest of the football world, obviously I found it pretty shocking. But at this point, with Blatter, nothing he really says ever really shocks anybody anymore. Obviously there have been calls for his resignation, but I don't think that was ever really a feasible situation since he's at the seat of power, and pretty much everyone at FIFA supports him, or is at least I would say partially indebted to him for that position. So. Yeah, it's very hard to remove someone in that situation.
And it's almost turning into a comical situation because I suppose Rio Ferdinand, he'd be very vocal on issues on Twitter, and Sepp Blatter actually directly tweeted Rio on the issue. Were you surprised that he did that?
Yeah, I think that's that does show that he's actually out there listening to what people are saying, and actually bothered by what people are saying. I think... He's a very interesting individual, is probably the politest way to put it. I think just his whole history in the last 10, 15 years, the type of outrageous statements he makes, if he was working for any sort of normal company or a normal job, he probably would have been removed from his position a long time ago. But as it stands, FIFA aren't really answerable to anybody, and if the corruption charges and scandal last year didn't remove him, I don't see how something like this would.
And you say he's got a lot of support within FIFA. But with all of the antics that have gone on over the last 10 or 12 years, as you say, how does he still have that support,
Well, I mean, without saying something that will get people into legal hot water, I would say, based on the discrepancies and financial irregularities that people have pointed out with FIFA, just recently you've got a German reporter who's identified that, Grondona, the Argentine, head of FA and FIFA VP, has $120 million in offshore accounts. That's clearly not the type of money that one would gather from working in that type of position. So you just have to question these kind of things as well as the bribery allegations. And you just wonder, it's all connected. None of these people, with the exception of Jet Warner, who have ever really been replaced. And Blatter's still there, still untouchable. Everybody there supports him. He protects them against... allegations. So you would say that the whole thing is linked.
And like you said, he's probably untouchable, and he reiterated today that he will not resign. Do you think there could be anything done for him to step down, or is there any boundaries, or he could almost say anything?
Well, I mean, some people have suggested that a worldwide boycott by ethnic players as a stance against him could change things. I can't see players all the world over agreeing to do that. I think whilst everybody is concerned with ethnic racism, some people are probably more focused on their club play. I think it'd be hard to coordinate. And I think even if they did something like that, I honestly don't think it would affect him. He's in his own world. He thinks he's answerable to nobody. I find it hard to see him stepping down. I mean, the only time he's going to leave is on his own terms and when he's decided he's going to retire. I mean, as appalling as his comments are, and as much of a setback it causes to the whole anti-racism movement, I just think at this point, aside from the English who have been very vocal, there hasn't been, the same kind of calls all over the world for him to resign. I mean, some of the German papers yesterday ran some very strong headlines. I think one paper referred to Blatter and said he had the ignorance of a Neanderthal. But in general, I just think this is going to blow over, just along with many of the other outrageous statements he's made in the past.